You're listening to EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton. Welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of EPN. My speech coaching advice for the day is, don't start your speech by telling a joke. Right. I know a popular assumption implies that a speaker should start his or her speech by telling a joke to get listeners in an upbeat mood and grab attention instantly. Like many widespread assumptions, this one is wrong. Here are five good reasons not to start your speech by telling a joke. First, your joke could offend the audience. After all, don't most jokes have a fall guy who becomes the brunt of your ridicule? Often the fall guy is a group, geographic, ethnic, gender, or age related. But Bill, you may want to say to me right now, the audience I'm speaking to doesn't include anybody from the group I'm joking about. Maybe not. Yet some of your audience members may harbor strong sympathy for your targeted group. The result? Your verbal jabs will alienate these listeners immediately, and you'll have little likelihood of regaining their attention. Here's an incident I witnessed at a civic club luncheon. A speaker launched his speech with an off-color joke. Much to his surprise, a female club member walked to the microphone after he sat down and said, quite sternly, "I know I speak for many of us when I say that the joke our guest speaker told was offensive and was totally inappropriate for our group." While negative reactions might not become vocalized like that, even silent embarrassment and resentment will establish barriers you cannot remove. Second, your audience might not like the joke. Possibly they don't understand it, or you botch the punchline. Instead of laughter, you generate blank stares. An audible disruption starts when audience members start murmuring to each other, "Explain that one to me." Johnny Carson's fans remember one of his most remarkable assets, his ability to recover from a joke that bombed, making fun of himself, sometimes with a few dance steps or tapping the microphone to pretend the audience hadn't heard his joke. Yet most of us lack the poise to maneuver that creatively. We have to endure the absence of applause and laughter that we had expected. A third reason for not starting your speech with a joke: telling jokes might not be your strong suit. Oh, sure, you can crack jokes and hear raucous laughter from your golf or luncheon pals. You've known these people for years, though. In fact, all of you swap jokes easily and frequently. Your success in these informal settings could lead you to assume that you're a born entertainer. However, handling jokes with a group of people you don't know differs greatly. The standard convivial mood that exists among your closest friends is missing. You have to earn credibility from your listeners, not lean on the esteem that has grown through years of association. Think back to the times you've tried joke-telling in your speaking. Was it worth the risk? Did you feel too much tension worrying about possible failure? Have you been one of those rare presenters who accomplishes the proverbial get them rolling in the aisles? Assess really candidly whether joke-telling is your strong suit. Facing your limitations honestly could prevent speaking failures that derail your message. A fourth reason for not starting your speech with a joke: the audience might have heard the joke already. Consider how the Internet has made it much tougher to come up with a joke not known to your audience. How many times a week do your friends email you the same joke? Well, that's happening among your audience members, too. Additionally, when you're speaking at a civic club, speakers from 2 or 3 weeks ago could have told the joke you planned for today's speech. My fifth reason for not starting your speech with a joke: you'll surprise your audience by not starting that way. Joke telling at the outset has become common enough to be considered trite. Start some other way, and your audience will welcome your new approach. Now, Do these five reasons not to start your speech with a joke imply that there's no place for humor in your first remarks? Not at all. Humor, used sparingly, skillfully, and in good taste, can establish quick rapport and indicate that the speaker is personable and friendly, as well as self-assured without being cocky. The most winsome humor will be spontaneous, related to the event, and self-directed. I'll illustrate that. Recently, an acquaintance invited me to speak at his business club's luncheon. He assured me that he would promote attendance and would introduce me using the written bio I provided. He said he'd even stay afterwards and help me with my sale of my book and CDs. Then his plans changed. He left on an unscheduled international trip. This opportunity for timely, self-deprecating humor led me to say at the start, I have been speaking for many years to a wide variety of groups, and I can assure you this is the first time ever that my host invited me to speak, then left the country before the event. As you can imagine, my comment drew good-natured chuckles, especially from those who knew Art, my absentee host. To sum up, in starting your speech, leave the joke-telling to Letterman, Leno, and the other professional experts for the five reasons we have reviewed. Replace jokes with witty, tasteful, and creative observations and comments that are not canned, but are customized to fit only this audience, occasion, and topic. Not only will you sidestep potential pitfalls, you'll establish instant rapport and positive expectations. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
What are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is really stupid. And that's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world throughout history, so I'm not pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is it's up to you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.